This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Bones as Metabolic Organs, How Mechanical Loading Triggers Glucose Control. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MPhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Bones function as active metabolic organs, not merely structural scaffolds. Mechanical loading on bone tissue triggers a cascade of endocrine signaling that directly influences whole-body glucose regulation through the release of osteocalcin, a hormone produced by bone-forming cells. This mechanism creates a feedback loop linking skeletal loading, pancreatic insulin secretion, and muscle glucose uptake, suggesting that weight-bearing exercise may improve metabolic health through bone signaling pathways independent of direct caloric expenditure. Key takeaways: bone is an endocrine organ. Mechanical loading stimulates osteoblasts and osteoclasts to release osteocalcin into the bloodstream. Osteocalcin improves insulin sensitivity and enhances skeletal muscle glucose uptake, creating a bone-pancreas-muscle feedback loop. This metabolic pathway is well established in animal models with growing human correlational data supporting the link between bone loading and metabolic health. The BOS framework prioritizes resistance and impact loading, gravity opposition, nutritional support, consistency and strength training for optimal bone-mediated glucose regulation. Bone-derived osteocalcin directly modulates insulin secretion and muscle glucose uptake through endocrine signaling, creating a direct biological link between skeletal loading and systemic glucose homeostasis. The bone-pancreas-muscle metabolic pathway, How Mechanical Loading on Bone Triggers Glucose Regulation Through Osteocalcin Signaling, Mechanical Load Resistance and Impact Exercise, Osteoblast Osteoclast Activation, Osteocalcin Release, Improved Insulin Sensitivity and Glucose Uptake, Conceptual Framework Based on Bone Endocrinology Literature. Georgian Medical Journal News: Bone as an Endocrine Organ. The classical view of bone as a primarily structural tissue providing mechanical support and calcium homeostasis overlooks its critical role in systemic energy metabolism. Research in bone endocrinology has identified osteocalcin as a bone-derived hormone that directly influences insulin secretion and peripheral insulin sensitivity. When skeletal tissue experiences mechanical load through weight-bearing exercise, resistance training, or impact activities, bone-forming cells, osteoblasts, and bone-resorbing cells, osteoclasts, increase their activity, releasing osteocalcin into systemic circulation. This hormonal signal crosses the blood-brain barrier and acts on pancreatic beta cells to enhance insulin secretion while simultaneously improving glucose uptake in skeletal muscle tissue. The result is a coordinated improvement in whole-body glucose homeostasis, triggered not by the direct metabolic cost of exercise, but by skeletal signaling to metabolic tissues. This mechanism has been demonstrated across multiple animal models, with growing human observational data showing strong correlations between bone mineral density, osteocalcin circulating levels, and insulin sensitivity markers. The mechanical loading response: why impact and resistance matter. Not all movement equally stimulates bone's endocrine function. Low-impact activities, such as walking or swimming, while beneficial for cardiovascular health, do not produce sufficient mechanical stress to robustly activate the osteoblast-osteocalcin signaling pathway. In contrast, resistance training and impact loading exercises, such as weightlifting, plyometrics, or high-impact sports, create greater strain on bone tissue, triggering a more pronounced metabolic response. Prolonged sedentary behavior blunts this signaling cascade. Studies of immobilization and microgravity exposure show that absence of mechanical loading leads to rapid bone loss and impaired glucose regulation, underscoring the importance of regular, consistent skeletal stimulation. The relationship between sitting time and metabolic dysfunction may partly reflect suppression of bone-derived endocrine signaling. This suggests that breaking up sedentary time with even brief periods of weight-bearing or resistance activity could restore bone's metabolic communication with pancreas and muscle. The BONS framework, a practical integration. Translating bone endocrinology into actionable guidance requires a framework that captures the biological principles of skeletal loading. The BOS system offers a structured approach. Bear weight regularly. Prioritize activities that load the skeleton. Resistance training, impact exercise, and functional movement patterns that oppose gravity. Oppose gravity often. Limit prolonged sitting. Frequent postural changes and standing intervals help maintain bone signaling throughout the day. Nourish bone function. Adequate vitamin D, vitamin K, protein intake, and mineral bioavailability, calcium, magnesium, phosphate, are prerequisites for osteoblast function and hormone production. Every session matters. Consistency of skeletal loading outweighs intensity. Regular, moderate load activity produces sustained osteocalcin signaling. Sporadic intense exercise produces acute but inconsistent hormonal responses. Strength training first. When choosing between strength and aerobic conditioning for metabolic benefit, resistance training more robustly activates bone's endocrine pathway and should be prioritized. This framework aligns with emerging evidence that the metabolic benefits of exercise extend beyond simple energy expenditure. Movement teaches the body glucose regulation through multiple tissue-tissue signaling pathways, of which bone endocrinology is a central mechanism. Clinical updates on exercise physiology and metabolic health increasingly recognize bone as a primary target tissue for metabolic interventions. From animal models to human health, the evidence landscape. The bone-pancreas-muscle feedback loop has been consistently demonstrated in rodent models, where mechanical loading and osteocalcin administration both improve insulin sensitivity and glucose tolerance. Human studies, while more limited, provide supportive correlational evidence. Cross-sectional analyses show that individuals with higher bone mineral density and circulating osteocalcin levels tend to have superior insulin sensitivity and lower type 2 diabetes risk. Longitudinal data linking exercise-induced changes in bone mineral density to improvements in glucose regulation remains sparse, reflecting the time and cost constraints of prospective human research. This gap between animal mechanistic evidence and human translational studies highlights an important research frontier. Future randomized controlled trials specifically examining osteocalcin dynamics in response to structured loading protocols and correlating these hormonal changes with glucose metabolism in diverse populations will be essential to quantify the magnitude of bone's contribution to metabolic health. Research into bone metabolism and exercise remains an active area with implications for prevention and management of metabolic disease. Mechanical loading on bone stimulates osteocalcin release, which directly improves insulin sensitivity and muscle glucose uptake through endocrine signaling, linking skeletal mechanics to whole-body metabolic regulation. Based on bone endocrinology literature, animal models with growing human correlational support. What this means for patients. Regular resistance training and impact exercise are not merely cardiovascular interventions. They trigger bone-derived hormonal signals that improve how your body handles blood glucose. This provides a biological rationale for prioritizing strength and weight-bearing activities in diabetes prevention and metabolic health strategies independent of weight loss. For clinicians, recognizing bone as an endocrine organ reframes exercise prescription. Patients with impaired glucose tolerance or prediabetes may benefit from structured resistance and impact loading protocols designed to maximally stimulate osteocalcin signaling, not merely to increase cardiovascular fitness or caloric expenditure. For policymakers, the endocrine role of bone supports public health messaging that positions strength training and impact exercise as primary prevention tools for metabolic disease. This may inform workplace wellness guidelines, school physical education standards, and clinical prevention algorithms that currently emphasize aerobic activity over resistance. Frequently asked questions: how much mechanical loading is needed to stimulate bone's metabolic signaling? Research in animal models suggests that regular, consistent loading, even at moderate intensity, is more important than occasional high-intensity loading. The threshold for osteoblast activation appears to be reached through 2 to 3 sessions per week of resistance or impact training, with evidence suggesting that daily movement interruptions, breaking up sedentary time, also contribute to sustained signaling. Can dietary interventions alone improve osteocalcin production and glucose metabolism? Nutritional support, vitamin D, protein, and minerals, is necessary but not sufficient. These nutrients enable osteoblast function and osteocalcin synthesis, but mechanical loading is the stimulus that drives production. A patient with optimal nutrition but no skeletal loading will not achieve the glucose regulatory benefits of bone endocrinology. Conversely, loading without adequate micronutrient status will be less effective. Is resistance training more effective than aerobic exercise for metabolic health through this pathway? For activating bone's endocrine signaling specifically, resistance and impact training appear more potent than aerobic activity alone because they produce greater mechanical strain on bone. However, combined training, resistance plus aerobic, is likely optimal for overall metabolic health. Evidence from exercise physiology suggests that strength training should be prioritized if time or resources are limited, but both modalities contribute to metabolic regulation through complementary mechanisms. The recognition of bone as an active endocrine organ fundamentally reshapes our understanding of how movement improves health. Rather than viewing exercise solely as a calorie-burning intervention, this emerging biology positions skeletal loading as a form of communication, signaling the pancreas and muscle to work more efficiently. As research into osteocalcin and bone-derived metabolic factors advances, clinical exercise prescription and public health promotion of physical activity will likely shift to emphasize the mechanical and hormonal logic of strength training and impact loading. This shift aligns movement science with endocrinology, offering patients a biologically grounded rationale for prioritizing skeletal health as central to metabolic health. Source: original social media post on bone endocrinology and metabolic signaling.